episode 17. I'm in a fantastic mood tonight because I've got a four-day weekend. Had a day off today, and I've got another day off on Monday. For Heritage Day, Monday is Heritage Day. Apparently not many schools get this, but the good old my school does get it, so that's awesome. Yeah, apparently like all the Catholic schools get it that I know of, but none of the public schools get Heritage Day off. And Monday is President's Day in the United States as well, so I don't know why the public schools aren't getting it off, but oh well, that's not my problem. And I got a day off today because it was a snow day. And it was pretty nasty outside this morning, like the roads were really icy. But by 10 o'clock, it was a beautiful day. I love it when it's a snow day and it ended up being nice. It feels like you're ripping off the school somehow. And so yeah, like by 10 o'clock, my friend James actually called me and said, you feel like going snowboarding? And I said, hell yeah. So we went to Hockley today. Hockley Valley is a nice little snow resort here in Toronto. And yeah, we spent the day snowboarding. So you may have noticed I've done some new artwork for my podcast. And I've already had some feedback about my new logo, that it looks not very good and it's very simple. And it is supposed to be simple. That's kind of what I want. But I don't know, I might fancy it up a bit later. But it's very much modelled on kind of like the iPod commercials. So it's got the... Yeah, very simple. I like it. My friend, my number one fan, Liam, I showed him the artwork and he said it was not very good. And 10 minutes later, he came back to me and he designed me some artwork, which I'll put up now. So hopefully, if you have a video iPod or a Nano, you should be seeing the logo that Liam designed for me. It's interesting, very, very colourful and awesome, and I really do appreciate it. So thanks for that, Liam. And he asked that I play a song for him, so I'm going to play Dare by Gorillaz. So here is Dare. There by Gorillaz. And not a bad song. I like that. I quite like Gorillaz. I guess if I was to say one thing about the Gorillaz, probably just that, you know, we kind of get the point of their songs after hearing them for 30 seconds. I don't know, maybe I should get the whole CD and see what I think. But just, I guess, because it's the sort of song that you hear for iPod commercials and you're used to only hearing 20-second bits of their songs. So I don't know about listening to a whole CD of the Gorillaz. But, well, if Liam says they're pretty good, then that's good enough for me. And so, okay, getting back to today, it was a snow day. Well, no bus day, technically, anyway. I guess that's what it's called. And so, yeah, went to Hockley. It was awesome because there were maybe like 30 people there. I guess, I don't know. But it was... So the thing about Hockley, like, it's not a big place. It's got, I guess, 12 runs. Like, that's compared to Blue Mountain, where I usually go, which has 40 runs. And it's got... I think it has... two mini jumps, and it's got a few boxes, and anyway, it's got a pretty good setup, three lifts, and but I'll say one thing for Hockley, it has the best poutine in Ontario, and I'll probably talk about poutine and NAF stuff later on, I think. But anyway, so later on in the day, after lunch or during lunch, I said to James, "What are you doing tonight?" And he said no. He said didn't have anything on. His girlfriend was working tonight. So I said to him, "You want to come over and watch a video?" And he said, or a DVD, and he said, "Sure." So that's how I managed to con James into coming to help me babysit tonight. Because I was looking after Chloe and Ashlyn and Nolan tonight. So afterwards, got home. And James came over at 6 and had dinner. Made dinner for the girls. And he was a great help. I don't think he's used to looking after babies. But so the way I set it up was that I took charge of Chloe, who's the troublemaker of the twins, and I got Nolan and James to tag team on Ashlyn to get them their dinner, and afterwards gave them their bath. James, he's so British. He was like, when we were giving the girls their bath, he was being very cautious. Let's just say, like, his eyes were. He was just anyway. Oh, I think I'll move on because it's babysitting, not very interesting, and I think James will get a bit embarrassed if I keep going on. But so, yeah. Afterwards, we were watching a movie. Damn, what was the movie we were watching? Wedding Crashers. We watched Wedding Crashers again. And so I said to Noel, "Go have your bath now." Because it's an R-rated movie. But anyway, he went and had his bath. And the girls were sleeping at this point. And I could hear Nolan in having his bath and making all kinds of noise. The way that, oh my God, like, just hear these sound like he was bomb diving into the bathtub. And these massive splash sounds. But I said, "No worries, I'll just leave him be. I guess he's enjoying his bath time." As whatever. Half an hour later, I still hear him in the bath, like making all these sounds, and good grief! And I could hear the water running still, like the whole time the water was running. So I thought, "What the hell is he doing?" So I went and knocked on the bathroom door and said, "What are you doing, Nolan?" And he said, "I'm having a bath." And I said, "Well, are you almost done?" And he said, "Yes, I'm coming out. I'm just drying." And I could still hear the water running, and he said he was just drying himself. So I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Nothing, I'm not doing anything." So by then, alarm bells were just ringing off, and I thought, "What is he doing?" So I opened the bathroom door, went in, and there's Nolan. He's standing up in the bathtub, covered from head to toe in shaving cream. And in the middle of the bathroom floor are two towels. They're also covered in shaving cream, as well as blood. So I asked him, what did you do? And he said nothing. And so I asked him again, and he said, "I was just shaving my legs." He had got the shaver out, and he was shaving his legs. 7 years old, and a boy. So I had to start. I started cleaning the bathroom. Well, got him out of the bath and got him dressed, and I was cleaning the bathroom. And there was shaving shit everywhere, like all up down the walls, and like on the other side of the bathroom. Everywhere there was shaving cream. And the blood, yeah, it wasn't that much blood, but what had happened was, Like, he didn't cut himself shaving, really. Or what happened was, I guess earlier in the week, or like just yesterday, he'd cut his leg on the edge of his bed or something. He got this bit of a cut, and so by shaving it, he opened up the wound again, and so that's how some blood came out. And so he was cleaning off the blood by using two good towels. So anyway, yeah, put them in the laundry and got them washed, and sent him to bed. Oh my god. And I was asking, why did you shave your legs anyway? And he was going on about some bobsledder who apparently shaves his legs or something. I said, what? I don't know. Anyway, I hope that's the reason anyway. He's 7 years old. He doesn't even have hair on his legs. But, okay, so that was my Friday night anyway. Watched the rest of the movie with James. And, yeah, so it took me a good 45 minutes to clean up and everything. And then I came back out, and James, like, the whole time he was just watching the movie. So I came back out and said, oh, can we go back to where I was before I went? And James said, no, like, why? We've seen this movie 3 times. And I said, yeah, but... Yeah, anyway, we didn't. We just watched the rest of the movie. So, okay. Yep. Oh, yeah, we've got to work tomorrow. I haven't really actually talked much about my work. My podcast isn't, not that it's a secret or anything, but it's just not really interesting, I guess. Maybe I have talked about it anyway. I work for my uncle, who is a barber, and I don't really feel like talking about it tonight. Maybe I'll say that for another time. I just do the grunt work, pretty much sweep hair, and I like to say, and just do anything, make coffee for anybody who wants coffee, and answer the phone. Just run general errands, run to the store. But anyway, I'll probably get a haircut tomorrow, because I'm due for a haircut, and, yeah, before the date tomorrow night. So that'll be good. Oh, okay, I was going to talk about Nobody Likes Onions. So Patrick from Nobody Likes Onions, he put up an announcement on the forums on his website, that if anybody has a podcast, that they set up this new section on their website, which is called Shows We Like, and... Yeah, so he said, if anybody has a podcast, and if you're not a tool, then let us know, and we'll put your podcast up in this section. So I thought, well, what the hell, I'll give it a shot. So I sent him just like an email with, okay, I've sent him through his site, and with the title of "You Like My Show," right? So here's what the message said. I said, hey Patrick, be a buddy and put my podcast in your Other Shows We Like section. It's called Short Poppy Syndrome, and the link is shortpoppysyndrome.blogspot.com. Haha, I have no idea if you'll put my link up, but it's worth a shot, right? So, like, literally within like 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes, he replied, I can't like something I've never heard of, I'll check it out. So, I thought, oh fuck. I thought he would just put it up. I didn't think he'd actually listen to my show, so that would be pretty cool anyway, to get my podcast on Nobody Likes Onions' website. Hint in, Patrick. I'm sucking up pretty bad here now. But yeah, to me that would be way cooler than being on the Daily Source Code. And I am a friend of Nobody Likes Onions for sure. I've probably put 10 people said, this is an awesome podcast, you have to check out Nobody Likes Onions. And I think it was pretty much it was either the second or third podcast that I ever listened to either. So I've been a fan for a long time. And I looked at the other podcasts that they've got listed, and they're all sort of that same similar sort of style as Nobody Likes Onion. They're all comedy podcasts. And my podcast is obviously, it's more of a, mundane, but you know, it's that teen sort of. So I'm sure maybe they were just thinking of putting up podcasts that are like comedy podcasts. So maybe, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't put my podcast up. But as long as they don't pick me as bad podcast of the week, because I mean, as funny as that would be, I think that would be pretty brutal if that happened. So yeah, if you're not familiar, each week Nobody Likes Onions, they do a review of a bad podcast, and they just. So they are usually shocking podcasts that they choose, and they just rip these podcasts a new asshole pretty much. But then the next step is, so like there was a podcast I did a couple of weeks ago called Cruising with Susan, which is a podcast by a lady who's a trucker, in the United States. And I guess she complained. I'm not sure what the story is, but I think she... Actually, I think she did threaten Nobody Likes Onions or something. So, anyway, all these kids off the forums, the Nobody Likes Onion forums, they started bombarding her, bombing her email, and this one kid, he sent... created this anonymous email box, and he found out her address, because I guess she's registered her website, so they found out her address and sent her this anonymous email that said just her address. Like, how fucking scary would that be? And then this other kid in the forums, actually, I don't think this other guy is a kid. I think he's like in his early 20s or something, but he says, I have Susan's addresses. I also had the addresses of Shuby and El Nacho and a couple of other, Robbie Trechny and a couple of other kids, like 14-year-old kids. Like, to me, that would be my worst nightmare if somebody got hold of my phone number or something and started calling me with death threats. I mean, my mum doesn't even know I'm doing a podcast. So, but anyway, yeah, but the bad podcast of the week, it's a hilarious segment, and a lot of people do deserve it. I honestly do believe that. But, so, yeah, what was my point? Yeah, hopefully, Patrick will put my link up on his website, but will not pick me as bad podcast of the week. That'd be great. So, oh yeah, I had a little anecdote. I don't know if this was funny to me, but maybe it's not. So, coming home from Hockley today, we went to Subway to get a sub, and James's mother drove us, and when we were coming back out of Subway, I could see somebody waving us, I could see a girl waving at us, like inside a Dodge Caravan, you know, like those minivans. So I was like waving back, didn't know, wasn't sure who it was, and then I could see they were like starting to like frantically wave at us, but the windows were tinted, so I was still waving back and was trying to figure out who the hell is waving at us. And then I thought, maybe she's waving at us because there's like something that's about to hit us or something. So I swung around to see, like, if there was something behind me. That was why she was waving. But there was nothing behind me, and she's still waving. So I walked up to the car, this minivan, and I was like nodding and still wait. This girl's still waving. So I put my hands right up against the window and looked in, and it was just a girl with Down syndrome, I think, waving at us. Just a friendly girl waving. Yeah, I guess that story was not that good. And yeah, the mother just said, don't mind her, she's just saying hi. So I just said hi back. Good story. I have a new segment that I'm going to do. And it's called New Story of the Week. And it's going to be a real new story. Because the thing is, like, I visit a few forum web boards on the net. And occasionally people will post up different links to different stories, and it's always like a bit of like a fluff story. Like I'll give you an example. So there is a beer commercial here in Canada, and it has this character who's like this Scottish guy, and he goes around into different pubs and tells people, you should be drinking this beer. I can't even remember what the beer is off the top of my head, but anyway, the actor who was playing this guy, he was arrested this week because he apparently had child pornography on his computer. And that is sick, but I don't think that people should... I think there's other more important things that... Or there's other news stories that are worth discussing. And like, just to give you one more example, quick example. So, like on Google, the biggest news story of the week, and I guess, like, is... this is according to Google News, which I think that means story most clicked on or read, that got most hits, was about Dick Cheney, the American vice president, how he shot a guy. And it is an interesting story, but I mean, come on, that's the biggest news story of this week. So, I am going to do a news story each week, and it's going to be kind of serious. And to be honest, it's more of an opportunity for me to become good at discussing serious news issues, because I do tend to stutter and babble a bit. So I'm hoping by doing a news story in my podcast, I will actually begin to sound intelligent. We'll see how that works. So I have some theme for my segment, which I stole. And so I'll play the theme right now. Here it is. Yeah, that's right. I stole the ABC News theme. And I was actually trying to get the Australian ABC News theme. Can't find it, but I'm going to keep looking because that's the theme I wanted. But anyway, so on with the news story of the week, which is the theme. The news story of the week is abortions. Oh, what the? Yes, abortions. So kind of subtle. That's, you know, that doesn't get much more serious than abortions. So this week in Australia. I know, I'm talking about Australia again, sorry about that. But, so there's this abortion drug, it's called RU486. And so women who are pregnant, they can take, it's not the morning after pill, it's something more, so this drug, it's RU486. And what it does is, so there's this hormone that pregnant women have produced, that's called, I think it's called prostin or something like that. Doesn't really matter, but anyway, this drug, RU486, it basically ceases the production of this hormone, and so then the fetus sort of like falls away from the uterus that it's attached to. So the fetus demises at that point. And so women can take this pill instead of having surgery. And I'm not going to explain the surgical procedure for abortions because I don't really know what it is, but I'm sure you can imagine what surgery is to terminate a pregnancy is. So the Obstetricians College in Australia, they requested that this drug be made legal in Australia. And you could probably understand their reasons for wanting to use this pill rather than perform surgeries. Like, I mean, surgery, people have complications from surgery, but also in Australia, where there are a lot of remote community centres. So, and like for some of these women to have abortions, they'd have to travel to major cities, which you know, is having an abortion is obviously an upsetting experience enough as it is without the extra cost and the, you know, it just makes it that more intense, I guess, for pregnant women who are having an abortion to have to travel to have the abortion. And we are talking about women that have made a decision that they're having an abortion, right? So to me, it's, you know, this drug is not going to increase the number of abortions. But anyway, the real issue about this RU486 drug is that there is a Therapeutic Goods Administration Authority in Australia, kind of like the DFAA, I guess, in the United States. And so this association, it's responsible for giving new drugs approval that they can be used. However, this RU486 drug has, for a number of years, it's the decision whether this drug could be used has not been made by the Therapeutic Goods Administration, but rather by the Federal Health Minister, who at the moment is Tony Abbott, is the current Federal Health Minister. So this week, Parliament, they passed a bill to strip the Health Minister of his power to veto this abortion drug, and to give the control of that decision back to the Therapeutic Goods Administration. And so that bill was passed this week, and that's an awesome decision, I think. I mean, Tony Abbott, he's a politician and he's a lawyer, whereas the Therapeutic Authority, they are actual professionals who have devoted their life to making these sort of decisions. But I guess that they consider abortion drugs to have also a moral component to approving them. And so the Australian government have decided to, that no, it doesn't, that the moral issues shouldn't really come into it, into deciding whether the drug should be made available or not. I mean, because I mean, women still need to make the decision whether they're going to have an abortion or not. And then also they have, I guess they still have that right to decide whether they want to have a surgical abortion or a drug abortion. And also just to give both sides of this issue. And also, by the way, this RU486 drug. Apparently, it's also useful in treating blood clots and other conditions as well. So it's called the abortion drug, but kind of the same way, if you know what I mean, that the US have a bill called the Patriot Act, if you know what I mean. They use that language. But anyway, so yeah, I guess I am against abortions, but I still think that women should have the right. They should have the right to decide whether they're having an abortion, and they do have that right. Abortions aren't illegal in Australia, and they should also have access to this drug. It's a good decision, I think. Yeah, Prime Minister was against it, but his deputy, Peter Costello, he supported the bill. So, but anyway, okay, I'm gonna definitely put in a link to an article about this drug in my notes because. You know, if anybody's interested, they can read it, and you know, you shouldn't be taking my word for it. But it is an interesting issue. Naff stuff. poutine. I was just gonna quickly talk about poutine for naff stuff. I don't know if you. I think Canada is. I think they do have it in the United States, but it's really big in Canada, and it's so poutine is fries covered in gravy and cheese, and it's awesome and. I love poutine. Poutine is naff. Okay, so that's the end of episode 17. Please send me an email at shortpoppysyndrome@gmail.com. And Patrick, please put me up on the link section of Nobody Likes Onions. And okay, cheers for listening.
Oh, chimpanzee, that monkey news!